Thursday, February 3rd, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, you have said numerous times that we live in a death culture, and we see as the sexual revolution becomes more and more profound, the absurdity, insanity, frankly destructive behavior continues to rear its ugly head. Harry, there was an article recently in New York Magazine about a biological female who decided that she was going to at least attempt to change her gender. John Stone Street and the folks at Breakpoint covered this recently, pointing out the fact that even though she attempted this and she said, "I needed to be me," the truth of the matter is she has brought destruction onto herself.
Yes, the article pointed out the description of a horrifically scarred body as this, what is now called trans man, which means a female who identifies as a man, and then has resorted to horrific surgery that, in fact, stands in opposition to the oaths of physicians, which is to do no harm. Here is a body that is harmed. It has deep scars in order to manufacture semblances of male body parts. But I think our listeners understand what the issue is. Now, this person lives in constant fear of infection, constant pain because of this surgery. Tom, I'm going to say what I have said in the past. This is nothing more than a profit-making industry of bodily mutilation and, in the case of children, child abuse. As these irreversible acts are done with great medical danger, actually what had to be done to one part of this woman's body in order to create this body part of a man was so destructive that this person now has to live in fear of infection and in constant pain. Let me try to give you an illustration, Tom. When people come and say, "I've got a male body, but I'm really a woman," or "I'm a woman's body and I'm really a man," we used to understand that was either an adolescent development issue or it was a mental disorder that needed to be carefully and constructively counseled and worked with. Now we celebrate it, now we promote it, now we propagate it, now we're building industries on it to the destruction of people's lives. We are not helping them. We are telling them that this is your route of freedom. Actually, it's introducing them to slavery, the slavery of pain, the slavery of sickness, the slavery of depression. And if you think the scars on the leg of this woman are horrific, there are many other scars that you can't see when people go through this. And what should have been done was ministry to them, counseling to them, and of course for us as Christians to bring ministry to the soul, whereby we understand through biblical discipleship, the body is actually good. That's Christian theology. It's paganism that produces the nihilism of self-destruction that the body is bad, or the notion of idolatry that I worship my body, and therefore if I can make my body what I want it to be, in other words, the body becomes a canvas that I'm going to use to paint the real me through these surgical horrors and through these chemical treatments, I'm going to treat my body like an artist canvas, and I'm going to make the real me, which actually destroys the person. Instead of understanding when God made man, male and female, he said, "This is good." Instead of finding the good in God's creation, there is this utter destruction that takes place. I'm going to express myself. Now, there's an actual phenomena. People that believe to have the life they ought to have one leg instead of two, or they ought to have one arm instead of two. Therefore, they go around and seek to get one of their legs amputated. We've identified that disorder. We minister to people in that disorder. What we don't do is cut their leg off because they want to. They think, "I am really meant to be a one-legged person, so I'm going to get my leg cut off." No, we care for them. When somebody says, "I'm a man inside, I'm not a woman," we understand that is a problem to be carefully counseled and worked with, not to create an industry whereby we scar not only people's bodies, not only their internal hormonal system, but also their heart and their soul are scarred with what we are doing with this culture of insanity and absurdity, immorality, and lethality. And the LGBTQ revolution is ultimately an act of rebellion against God as creator, a denial of God's gracious work that can save us from our sin, redeemer, and a refusal to understand that life is built upon the providence of God through a saving relationship with Christ, whereby we celebrate what He made and use our bodies to the glory of God. Our bodies are that which God has given us, whereby we might serve Him. Instead of scarring the created body, what we do is look to Jesus, who bears the scars to save us from our sins, so that we can now live our lives in this body, and our bodies become the temple of God and the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. Now, the result of the surgery of this woman was scarring. And here's what's interesting. Let me tell you how far this insanity goes. This article chides, mocks, and scorns people who look at the scars and observe them. But it says to them, you shouldn't see those scars. You just need to see this person with their new male body. It is not a male body. It is a delusion that comes at the cost of the person's physical health, their emotional health, and most of all, a rejection of that which can bring spiritual health to them. You know, when I read things like this, I know as a pastor, the scars on the body are horrific, and the church needs to teach the biblical doctrine of creation. When God made us, it was good. But the scars in the soul and the heart are even more horrific. In reality, the transgender, the T of the LGBTQ revolution, the T is not only rebellion against God, it is an outright assault on humanity that has now become profit-making, as sin always does. It creates its own industries to embed itself in society. It is an assault on humanity. It is destructive. And in this very moment, the church needs to be on mission, on message, and in ministry. Bring to men and women, your identity is not made by you. You were made by God, and your identity is to bear His image. When Satan said to Eve, you can be like God if you disobey God, all that Adam and Eve had to do was say to Satan, we already are like God. We have been made in His image. And we as a church, we need to bring the gospel. This futile search in rebellion against God as creator is a declaration of a desperate need to know God as redeemer. We need to evangelize and disciple, and in discipleship, we must teach the doctrines of creation, redemption, and God's providence. And this is a moment for us not to accommodate the LGBTQ revolution in its demands of capitulation. This is not the moment to accommodate the LGBTQ revolution nor transgenderism because, number one, they don't want accommodation. They want your capitulation. What we need to bring to them is true transformation, the reformation of the gospel, where your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body can become instruments of joy as you live to the glory of God and rejoice in the God who made you and in the God who saves you and in the God who sustains you. That is the desperate need, and we as the Lord's church need to be on that mission with that message and embracing these who are so hurting so that no longer can they be manipulated by the doctrines of demons and the industries of darkness, but they can be transformed by the soul-saving power of the gospel.
As we close out for today, let me remind you the best way to stay in touch with Harry Reader and Today in Perspective is by downloading the Briarwood app. It's yours free of charge. Simply go to your favorite app store, type in Briarwood PCA. You'll have access to audio, video, and written resources that will challenge and encourage your walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. The app is yours free of charge. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Friday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.